From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekosubic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cashless tolling on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge will go into effect on Monday, November 1st. The New York State Bridge Authority announced October 20th that electronic gantries installed at the bridge will go live at midnight on the 1st, enabling drivers to pass through without stopping. The toll booths, built in 2003, will be demolished shortly after the November 1st change takes place. Vehicles with EasyPass tags will pay the toll as they drive under the gantry, which will read their tag and deduct the toll amount from their account. Drivers without EasyPass will be billed by mail after their license plate is photographed by the gantry. All five bridges under the jurisdiction of the New York State Bridge Authority are shifting to cashless tolling. The change has already been made on the Newburgh Beacon and Bear Mountain bridges. Two more bridges are slated for conversion, the Mid-Hudson and the Kingston-Rhinecliff bridges, in the coming months, according to the Bridge Authority. All five bridges are expected to complete the transition to cashless tolling by March 2022. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers on October 19th adopted policies they believe will provide much-needed care and services to those suffering from mental health and substance abuse crises. Legislators voted 21-2 to adopt a policy requiring the county to create a 24-hour crisis stabilization center to provide an alternative to local hospital emergency rooms for those experiencing mental health or substance abuse crises. The resolution also calls on County Executive Pat Ryan to begin the procurement process to secure the services that will be available at the facility. Minority Leader Ken Ronk and Legislator Kevin Roberts voted against the resolution. Ronk said he wants the county to choose a site for the facility first. In a separate matter, lawmakers unanimously adopted a rule requiring the creation of respite houses throughout the county designed to provide inpatient services for those in need. The creation of a stabilization center and respite houses were among the recommendations included in reports issued by the Ulster County Behavioral Health Task Force created by County Executive Pat Ryan and the legislature's Criminal Justice Reform Task Force. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosubic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Robert Bury and David Helsley will face off on November 2nd in the Germantown supervisor election. Incumbent Bury, 62, has lived in Columbia County since 1994. He is a retired educator and is running on both the Democratic and the conservative lines. Bury previously served as town justice from 2007 until 2017. He says many of the greatest issues currently facing Germantown are environmental. He said, and I quote, "We are addressing climate change currently and have a committee working on energy efficiency and green energy. We have another committee addressing the waterfront, and they are working on a master plan. Next year, we will upgrade our zoning law. Affordable housing will be prioritized. Economic development is also a focus of our local government," end quote. Bury believes he should be reelected for a variety of reasons, such as his success at reducing cost and improving efficiencies across the board. The town also opened a satellite office for the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, thereby increasing a police presence in Germantown while reducing the overall cost of police protection. Helsley, 50, has lived in the county for his entire life. He is employed as a project manager for Taconic Biosciences, Incorporated. He is an unaffiliated voter, but his name will appear on the Republican line. Helsley said one of the largest issues in Germantown, and I quote, "is a decline in cooperation and collaboration, failure to maintain intermunicipal agreements with neighboring towns, and the Columbia County Highway Departments have resulted in decreased service to the town," end quote. He said if elected, one of the first objectives would be to restore agreements between Germantown and various agencies. He said, and I quote, "I believe my 20-plus year of management experience would make me a good supervisor. I am passionate about Germantown as I have lived here my entire life and love the diversity of the community. I have a strong work ethic that I will use to reach out to both longtime and newly settled residents to get as many people involved in order to promote cooperation." End quote. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Voting this year begins October 23rd and ends November 2nd with town post, countywide positions, 5 statewide ballot propositions, and a few state Supreme Court seats at stake. In Greene County, the Board of Elections on the fourth floor of the Greene County Office Building in Catskill is the only polling station October 23rd through Halloween. This year, Columbia County has 2 sites to vote between October 23rd and 31st. The Board of Elections office in the Columbia County Office Building in Hudson, and also the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Center in Valencia. The so-called early voting hours in both counties change every day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 23rd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday, October 24th, noon to 8 p.m. on Monday, October 25th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, October 26th, noon to 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 27th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, October 28th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, October 29th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 30th, and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday, October 31st. Then traditional local voting spots are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on November 2nd. Absentee ballots in this year's election can be mailed through November 2nd. One change in this election. A new state law passed in 2021 restores the right to vote for a person convicted of a felony upon release from incarceration, regardless if they are on parole or have a term of post-release supervision. If a convicted felon is not incarcerated, they are now eligible to register to vote in New York. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.